Hey, I'm Adam Carolla, and that's my buddy.
I'm Ray Oldhofer.
That's Ray Oldhofer. And you like what you hear? Do you enjoy the show?
Yeah, I do.
Many do. And we have a little pirate ship here, and the way it works is you share it with a friend. So if you like this show, turn a buddy onto it. Turn a schoolmate, turn a coworker, and or lover onto the show, and yeah. Thank you in advance.
Remember when you had to listen to radio programs on their schedule? Well, with this podcast, life is better because you get to listen on your schedule. Well, what about backing up your computer files at home or at work? What's your schedule look like there? You don't need to schedule that either, as long as you have Carbonite. Carbonite backs up your files to the cloud for you automatically whenever you're connected to the internet. You can try it for yourself free right now at Carbonite.com. There's no credit card required. Plus, if you use offer code ACEHOUSE, you get 2 bonus months with your purchase. That's Carbonite.com, offer code ACEHOUSE.
Hey, kiddies, Adam Carolla here. Been screwed over by a crappy contractor? Who hasn't? Put your hands down, especially those of you who are driving. I got a show coming out on Spike TV called Catch a Contractor. How does it work? We find that crappy contractor. We bring him back to fix what he screwed up. Sound good? Feel like something you could benefit from? Good. If someone you know in the LA area has a home construction nightmare courtesy of a crappy contractor, go to catchacontractor.com. That's catchacontractor.com and submit your info.
This is Carolla Digital.
Taking calls, home improvement tips, straight from the ace man's lips to those in need. They cover it all, A to Z, roof to basement and in between. Raise on the ladder and Ace got the hammer. Fixing your trouble with hilarious banter. So send your emails to the Postal and Punisher with his old buddy Ray. It's Ace on the House.
Hey, and welcome. Time to get it on. Let's get it on. We should get it on. Mandate! Get it on. Welcome to another edition of Ace on the Roof. I'm Ray. Ace isn't here. Ace is on to bigger and better things and has ditched me and left me with his right hand. Well,
right hand?
Are you consider? Yeah.
I don't know what I'm considered these days.
And that would be Rob.
How's it going, everybody?
And Rob is Ace's compatriot as far as building goes, and that's why he is here. And you look a little haggard, man.
I'm a little tired.
Yeah?
I'm not going to lie.
Are you capable of speech?
I'm good.
And get into the mic, Rob. Come on.
I'm in
over.
The mic.
Let's get some energy
I'm
here.
In the mic.
All right. Anyway, so Adam will be back next week. That means I am your beloved co-host and host for today. And we got to pour some Punisher.
Yeah, you do.
And
what up?
How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing good, man.
Good. And we got Gary.
What's up, guys?
Good. How you doing, Gare?
I'm doing good. I'm liking seeing Rob behind a microphone with headphones
this
on.
This is all new to me.
This is very, very new, but I like it. You look good in there, man.
Yeah, thank you. Actually, being able to enjoy it. And,
there you go.
That's as he leans back away from the microphone.
I'm taking a big view of everything, you know?
Yeah? Yeah? How's it going over there? So, listen, Rob's, there's a new studio being built where Adam's doing a documentary about Paul Newman and how it relates to him, because anything Paul Newman, Adam buys. And so we need a place to store it, and Rob's been doing a lot of that work. And how's that going?
It's going good. A lot of long hours. You know, obviously we got another car and doing that and getting the offices done. And
why don't you tell the people how it is working for me? Like how fair and honest and good I am. Go ahead.
Hey, this job is
best you ever had.
It is. But it also comes with its long hours and, you know, dealing with some half-tards and full-tards. And
you being one of them.
Me being one of them.
There you go.
That's right.
At least you're honest.
That's right.
So what have you been doing over there?
We're getting the flooring installed and finished painting and building the computer room and the engineering room and just, you
so
know,
on and so forth.
Oh, yeah.
You feeling a little overwhelmed, buddy?
Yeah. I was there at about 9:30 last night.
That's good.
From 6 in the morning, so.
So what are you most proud of over there that you did yourself? And, you know, you can tell the people how you call me and ask me for advice and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's my little, I don't want to share
that's
all my
tricks. That's
my
your tricks. Trick?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Adam, I figured this out.
You know, the one
thing I called Ray, but it worked out.
Yeah. The one thing I
you never say that.
I enjoy is learning from Adam, from working from him, is seeing, you know, the beginning steps of doing something where you do the demo is always fun. But also getting
That's
to
funny.
That.
Funny, I always hate demo.
See, I enjoy it. Well, but you know, but also
You know why you enjoy demo? Because you don't know how to do anything else.
Oh, shut the hell up. Stop that nonsense.
It's true.
Yeah, I've learned a lot from Adam, you know, especially the whole, I've never really used a router before. I mean, I'm a roofer. And
right.
Using a router in the finishing carpentry work, even installing the countertop
yesterday. Tell him what happened when you were using the angle grinder.
In the 510?
Yeah.
When I almost cut my finger off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to take over for you.
Listen, you know, everything has, you know.
I gave him a heads up. Mind you, this is prior to him cutting his finger. All right, Rob, be careful because this is a cutoff wheel. It will bind. It will kick on you. It will hurt you, and it moves out.
In a tight space, though.
You're in a tight space. I know, but I did give you the heads up.
Yeah,
did I not?
Adam, you know Adam. He does come up with these plans where, hey, let's just—
Where you might hurt yourself.
Let's just cut a piece of metal off a $200,000 car and—
We got to modify.
Yeah,
let's
exactly.
get moving.
You start,
yeah,
you
I
know,
got you.
I'm all worried about screwing something up and,
right,
you
like
know—
cutting a hole in the floor?
Yeah.
So anyway, 10 minutes later, I go out to check on Rob. What's he got? Duct tape, plastic, everything else around his hand.
Yep.
Rob,
right
what happened?
Through the glove, everything.
Through the glove, cut his finger.
Yeah. Right, almost cut the whole thing off.
Who finished the job?
Ray
did. Yours truly. Anyway, but hey, you know what's good about you, though? Here's the great thing about Rob. Now, he might not know how to do it, but willing to try, and that's a huge deal with Adam, and you are. You're willing to put yourself out there and, you know, be vulnerable with something you don't know how to do, and that can be nerve-wracking sometimes. But you do hang in there, and you will call for advice, and you try not to do things wrong, but everybody does.
Mm-hmm.
But you hang in there, you got a good motor, and you're a good egg, and
thank you.
That's why I got you the job.
I'd
oh,
also,
yeah, I got him the job.
Oh, here
I'd
go.
Also like to add, and you can go back to that, but if it weren't for Rob, I probably would have been fired a long time ago because Rob does everything with the cars and the building. I have no idea how to do any of that. And before Rob was hired, there was a little bit of
wait,
of
Matt,
an impetus
remember when you couldn't take the steering wheel off the car?
Oof. I needed help.
Oh, my God.
But listen, Rob's been with us for just over a year now. And,
almost
2 years. He's been a great friend and a great worker for
Thank
us.
You.
And oh, you lucky know, Adam. And by the way, have I ever asked you for a kick or any money?
No.
Never would. Thank you.
No.
Thank you. But, by the way, he makes more money than me now.
Oh, stop that nonsense.
Right. Anyway, hey, what do we got any questions, you guys? We got any video out there?
Yeah, we got a great video question. We want to encourage fans, please send us your video questions or your email questions. aceonthehouse@adamcarolla.com. And we have a video question from Rick. Let's hear it.
Look at the screen, Rob. And we figure shit out.
Adam, Ray, get it on.
Pitcher, huh?
This is Rick from Lansdale. Just bought this twin about 3 months ago. I'm 26 years old. Sorry, Ray.
Winner.
Just want to get your ideas on
Gary,
what kind of materials we should be using here. We like the flooring, the cabinets, backsplash. Just not too happy with the countertop, but it is just a few months old. So we're not looking to replace that right away.
It's like Gary
there's a problem with the seam there. We'd like to get that fixed. I don't know what you think we should do there. But we also want to put in another section of countertop to the right of the fridge. Definitely going to do Adam's dog ear, but we want to be able to leave the trash and recycling below it. We'll put the microwave and toaster oven on top.
All right. I heard enough of this guy.
He's got baseboard heating, too, over there.
Well, first of all, what's wrong with this, Rob? What would you say? I know what's wrong with it. You tell me what you think.
Oh, look at that. He's got a bottle of Mangria on his counter there. That's what he was trying
to
show you guys.
Where do you start?
All right. That's a good one.
You know.
And he has Mangria. Well, first of all, absolutely nothing's wrong with that house because there's enough Mangria in there that everything's okay.
It makes it all good.
Leave that picture up, please. All right. Here's the deal. What's wrong? First of all, get rid of the countertop. It's doing you no good.
Yeah.
It's particle board. Get a sink that drops in a bottom mount one. You don't want the above. Now, the problem with the overall kitchen is the floor is the same exact color as the cabinets.
Yeah, it's too much wood going on.
Right.
And the countertop. Oops. And the countertops.
Right. So what you have to do is you got to break something up. The countertop's fine. I mean, it's fine as far as color, but at the medium they chose, get rid of that.
Get some light color cabinets, you know.
No, you don't, because, you know, I don't think he wants to change out all the cabinets, Rob. That's, you know, you're talking
well,
for
you can
a
still
kitchen.
Refinish them, and then, but you got brown cabinets or wood cabinets, wood flooring, and a.
You got
off-
red oak. You got red oak, and then you got a red oak floor to boot. So it's like too much of one color.
Yeah.
So it's like an ocean of one color. You want to break it up a little bit. I would paint the cabinets.
Yeah, there you go.
And then you could find matching cabinets and paint them also. And I'd swap out that countertop for some type of stone and get granite because it's just more durable. If you want marble or you want a synthetic stone, fine. But if you want marble, you're in for like watermarks and such.
Correct.
And a lot of maintenance. And it's going to stain
regardless.
You gotta
seal it too, though, right?
Even if you seal it. Marble's way too soft. It puts water, fossil stone, any
coffee,
softer
anything,
natural stone, kind of Fs it up. But that's what I would do. Did you have any other questions of significance?
No, the counter on the other side of the fridge?
Yeah, well, you're going to swap out the whole. You're not going to match that unless you want to match it, which means you're going to put bad with bad. You don't want to do that. What do you say?
Well, like I said, if you want to do that, he's going to have to move all the baseboard heating that he had behind that trash can. And then
where's the baseboard heating you see?
See right there?
No.
Right, boom, right behind the – see it?
Oh, that vent?
Yeah,
yeah
well,
but
that's
then,
baseboard.
Right, that's, but that is baseboard heating. You should move it. You have to move it if you're going to put it against there. Or you know what you can do? You can build your box above it and then shoot it out the front
the
and put a grit. You could do that too. So a couple of ways around it. All right, what else we got, fellas?
All right, well, we got an email here from Calvin in Florida. Hey, guys, get it on. I just bought my first house, and we scraped the popcorn ceilings and had them resprayed with a knockdown texture. When we painted the ceiling – oh, that's my phone – when we painted the ceiling,
aren't we professionals around here? Porcelain.
Sorry.
What are you doing? How long have you been doing this?
Not long enough, clearly.
Come on now.
When we painted the ceiling, a small section of the texture, no more than 4 inches long,
Jesus Christ.
Got damaged and peeled away. The picture shows what I'm left with. Can I fix it with a knockdown spray can, or will that stand out when looking at the ceiling? Any help would be awesome. Thanks.
You could do a little 20-20 there, right? And put your
– nah.
I've seen handprints. You know, you could do your hand and makes it gives it that finish.
Yeah, but this is a knockdown out of a can, so it's flat. And what you do is you do – here's what you do. Go get a can and knockdown.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of different types. You know, they spray it different.
Yeah, I've seen them.
Right. So you got – you want to interrupt me again?
I'm
just asking.
Really?
Anyway. Well, leave the comedy here, buddy. You know? Hey. You all right?
Yes, and.
Yes, and.
Not only that, but.
No problem, sir.
There you go. Okay, listen. Rob, in a pinch. Now, I know you have nothing but admiration, and you do call Adam sir, and I understand you're his boy. But let's say if shit got weird.
Easy,
now,
Jay.
Hold on a second. Let's say if stuff got a little weird. All right? Now, if Adam asks you, like, hey, Rob, you know, I need you to wipe the dew off my lily here. What do you say? Get in here, boy. Would you do it?
Of course. Whatever it takes to get the job done.
What if he said, I need you to go left-handed soft and kind of turn? Would you do it?
We would have to talk some more dollars.
Okay,
you know,
good. At least you got a price.
Yeah.
At least you got a price in mind. That's good. What would that price be?
It all depends. It all depends what kind of mood I'm in, how many hours I work.
I got you.
See
so
how
he's got to get you when you're down. Yeah.
You know?
Oh, there you go.
There's a lot of factors to play.
You got to pay to play.
Right.
Listen, get a can of knockdown, spray it up there, but practice on a piece of cardboard. Here's the deal.
But should you scuff it first, though, so it would stick?
You can wet it a little bit.
Okay.
Because you don't want to, because what's going to happen, you could very, very damp, too, because it'll stain it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't know if it's been painted. I hope you have the paint, but practice on a piece of cardboard as far as texture, and then just hit that little section. You'll be fine.
Yeah, because if you go too close, it's gonna. One of those things where
it's gonna make bad look worse.
Yeah,
and it's gonna shine like a light, and you're gonna hate it, and then you're gonna walk by it all the time. By the way, no one else is gonna notice it but you.
But you.
What else we got, Matt?
All right, we got an email from Adam. This one's a little bit long, but I think you'll like the question. Hey, guys, get it on. The bathtub in the house we're renting developed a crack down the center of the floor a while back.
Holy shit.
We told our landlord about it on multiple occasions, only to be pushed off. The crack got so bad that it was flexing beneath our feet, and I was sure the subfloor was rotting away. Then one day I was outside the house while my wife was in the shower and could hear water falling through the subfloor and onto the ground below the raised foundation. Wow. Last weekend, our landlord decided to finally rip out the old tub and install a new one. This is what we came home to. He cut up the old tub and removed it, leaving the old shower surround in place. God. He then slid a new tub in place and hooked it up. Now we have this gap between the old surround and the new tub. He claims he's having his tile guy come in and put tile in the gap, but the surround overhangs the new tub, as you can see in the photos. He was nice enough to jam a wood filler piece in the gap so we could use the tub in the meantime. What the fuck is this guy thinking? Huge fan and a weekly PayPal subscriber.
Thank you.
Is that Ozzy's job?
No, I don't
Look
know,
how crooked
man.
That cut is.
By the way, I think that tub is that surround is fiberglass.
Yeah, you're probably right. But can't he just buy? You know, if he's got a new tub, but can't he rip out the top of it and you can get the three pieces? You know what I mean?
No, I don't. Explain some more.
That you buy from?
I want to hear.
Well, no, you could buy the kits for the uppers at Home Depot.
That slide in?
That slide in and just rip all that out and then you butt it
up. First of all, it's never going to fit, Rob.
Well, it's got to be better than that.
Well, anything's better than that.
Look at
that. That's ridiculous.
I mean.
That's kind of sad, actually.
I don't even know.
You know what I would tell him then?
I've never seen anything like that.
Move.
Wood.
Why are you renting anyways?
Yeah, listen. They should be. I don't understand. I don't understand anything. Next question. No, here's what you need to do. You need to rip off the whole surround like you're saying because mm-hmm. I do believe it's fiberglass. So you're not going to tile to fiberglass unless he's going to try and tile on top of that fiberglass, which is going to look like ass.
Still probably would leak.
And it's going to encumber the tub anyway. And then you have to put a vapor barrier behind there and the lip of the tub. When you put your hardy back or whatever you're going to use behind the tub, that lip has to go behind it, and then you want a silicone from that so the water doesn't wick up.
Oh, it's probably rotted back there too.
Yeah, and I don't think this guy replaced any wood, and it's got to dry out. And I mean, if this is his fix, I hate to see what's behind that. Yeah. And I think
mold, everything.
God knows what. You really don't know. And maybe it'd be a decent idea for you to get under the house and take some pictures so when you do move out and you need your security deposit mm-hmm. back or whatever else you're going to need back, or when he takes you to small claims court, you can show this to the judge, which has happened to me, and I've won every time at small claims court because of my landlord, because I rent. So what do you think, Rob? What would you do? Move?
I'd move, first of all. If the landlord fixed it like that, see you later.
Well, that's not a temp fix. Go ahead. Use the tub. All right. Yeah. Looks great. What happened? I got some splinters. Nice.
I decided to put a skylight in the bottom.
There we go. That's really, really kind of – I don't understand people. I mean, people live like this.
I know.
It's really strange. What else we got, Matt?
Well, let's do one more email here. This one's from John. I'm about to tile my 230-square-foot kitchen floor with 12x24 travertine in a running bond pattern. I want a very thin grout line. The substrate is slab-on-grade, and the house is a 1980 California ranch. I've seen several leveling systems online used to prevent lippage. They all use a plastic spacer under the tile and a system for holding the tops of the tiles in place. One system uses wedges, another a screw-on cap, and a third has a cap with a cable tie-type ratcheting system and a special gun. After the thin set's cured, you break off the wedge or cap. Are any of these level systems necessary or useful? The spacers stay behind, but the caps are reusable. It looks like an additional $150 for the levelers, and I'm estimating other materials to be about $1,500. I've tiled before, but never such a large project with such a large tile, and the kitchen has to look great. Please let me know if you can help. Thanks.
How big are the tiles, 12x12 travertine?
He said 12x24.
Wow.
12x24, and he's going to do a staggered bond, a running bond, he said?
A running bond pattern.
Yeah, those are substantially big tile, and you're going to run them long ways, I can tell by the layout mm-hmm. of your kitchen. Because if you run them the other way, it's going to be an optical F.
And you use a lot more material.
Yeah, because you're going to have a lot more cuts. But I would level the whole floor out. I would use
Ardex?
Ardex or Level Quick. There's a couple of different systems you can use. There's also if there's a huge variance, you can use Weldcrete and mortar. And you can use Tapcons and stuff like that to make sure your substrate stays flat. and that's the best way to go. I would not. The problem with the leveling system is you have to make sure the thin sets on the back of the tile. Now, with those systems, sometimes you'll get hollows. You're in a kitchen. You're going to have high traffic area. And you can use them, but make sure you use a substantial amount of thin set and make sure that thing's stuck down and knock on that tile and make sure you don't have any hollows. So you can use them. You don't have to. If the whole floor is level or, you know, within a quarter, just, you know, get a notch trowel, 24 by 12, get a half-inch notch trowel and get some substantial material on the floor and then butter all the backs of your tile. Very, very thinly, though. You don't need a lot of material. And then travertine, I think you use, like, there's a lot of different thin sets out there. Get the best one, most expensive, for travertine. You're probably looking at $35 a bag.
It goes a long way, though. It
goes a super long way. You're not going to need that many bags, especially with that size tile.
Yeah.
And clean up your grout joint before the thin set dries. At least clean it up a little bit. You know, get a film, leave a film on there if you have to, if you're a slob, but you don't want to come back the next day and be, you know, cleaning the thing for a half day. That's my advice to you.
Good job.
That's what I got. Hey, thanks.
So you paid the big bucks.
If I told you the breakdown, you would cry. In fact, I might cry right now. Hey. But you don't know why? Because, hey, I'm not stuck with my fantasy football. I'm not stuck with the team I had at the beginning of the season. You want to know why? DraftKings, baby. 1 week fantasy football. No season-long commitments. Getting stuck with the same players. Just instant cash, instant gratification, instant happiness. That's what we all need. Ace on the House listeners won serious money this weekend on DraftKings.com. You want to know why? Because it's America's favorite one-week fantasy football league. That's it. 1 week. New again. 1 week. That's why happiness. So, win instant cash every week, every game. True story. One guy, 100 grand. First time playing. Believe it or not. But believe it. Because it's true. What do you say, Matt?
Well, right now, Ace on the House listeners get up to $600 free. Use the promo code ACE, and for every dollar you deposit, DraftKings will match it up to $600. That's $600 totally free. Hurry, this amazing offer expires this Friday. Enter ACE today at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com.
Thank you, DraftKings.
All right.
Like them. All right, hey, we got some callers. Let's take a couple callers.
You know, we could do callers, but you said you got a buddy in to help us with just the tip.
Yeah, it's not my job right now. You know why? I'm king right now.
Oh, boy.
Let's bring him
hey,
in.
Hey. I am. All right. Let's bring Sam in.
Ooh. All right. Gentlemen, grab your hardwood. It's time for Just the Tip.
Just the Tip.
All right, and with that, so Sam, what do you got today for us?
I got a tip for you on some...
By the way, Sam, why don't you introduce yourself? Tell the people who you are.
My name's Sam. I work for you, if you call it work, but I do it a lot.
Save the jokes
often.
For me, buddy. You know the rules.
So today I have a tip about maybe cleaning up some old stains that are bothering you.
Stains in what? What do you mean?
Carpet.
All right.
So maybe have some pet stains or... a problem with your bong spilling over or something like that. But anyways, you're going to want to get a bunch of rags, get them nice and clean, white ones, wet them down with some cold water, get a couple cups of hot water, boiling water, put some soap in there, put the hot soapy water on your old stain, and then you're going to want to get your wet rags, put them on top, and get an iron and work it. And you're pretty much going to steam up the stain. You're also going to see the stain.
What, so like a carpet compress?
Almost, yeah. It's, you know, it's a homemade version of that, but yes.
All right.
And so you just keep ironing it. You'll see the steam coming. You'll actually see from the backside of the rag the stain getting leached up.
So it'll lift.
It'll lift.
You're saying it'll lift with the steam and the combo of the hot and cold.
And you want to tamp it, like maybe with your fist. You don't want to scrub it, rub it in. That's just going to make it worse.
No, because you'll wreck it too.
Exactly.
You might wreck the pile or whatever it is.
Right. So you got your five rags and they're damp and now they're hot and steamed. So... rinse it, reapply, do it two or three times. Boom, it's up. Make sure you get your shop back, get any excess water, and you got a clean floor.
Kind of like that. I got to give old guy that. Old guy's going to need that one. Yeah. Can you send it over to her? Oh, wait. She don't clean. What about Lynette? Lynette, got an idea. I was doing Adam Phelps.
But it goes out good for the renters who are trying to get maybe their deposit back on their apartment.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen either. But it is a good idea. I like that.
Well, thank you.
That.
Thanks for the tip.
Awesome. That was my buddy Sam. Sam has been working for me for a while, and good egg, good worker. By the way, I'm pretty sure first full-time white guy in, let me think.
Ever?
No, not ever. He's
got all his teeth, too. The other guy didn't have his teeth.
Which one?
The plumber or electrician guy. What's his name?
No. No, Sam's fantastic. He's a good guy. We don't want to talk about him. Come on, Rob. Discretion. Anyway, hey, who do you have working over there now? What's going on at the shop?
I got Gary doing some gardening for 9 days now.
What do you mean? What do you mean gardening?
The front.
I didn't know he was a gardener.
No, neither did I. I don't know what he is, but he's doing cactus and rock in the front of the building. He's averaging 2 feet a day.
So environmentally, no impact, so on and so forth. Yep. Indigenous planting. Did he look all that up? Did he pick out the plants?
No, me and Adam did a Home Depot journey last week for 3.5 hours, and then he just left me to load all the stuff in the truck and walk back to the shop.
That's called a good move.
Oh, yeah.
I had
cabinets, countertops. I mean, it took me a good hour to load it up myself. He's like, I'll catch you later.
You got this?
Yep.
A couple of things, like sacks of concrete and everything else.
Everything.
Abandoned ship.
Yeah, he just left me. Paid for it and left, but which is fine.
Well, that's called the boss. That's all right. You know, sometimes you got to pay your dues. And
you know, but it's good. You know, you don't really get the many opportunities to spend a little time. You know, and he enjoys. You know, I don't know how anybody can enjoy to go to Home Depot. I hate that place. But
because you know why? Because he's going there to buy stuff, and he has a vision in his head.
Yeah,
and it's like hit and run for him. It's a daily excursion of standing in line with inept people and driving you crazy because you got another 20 things.
Or
to
one register open,
right?
And
so,
you know,
whole different vibe.
Oh yeah,
you know? It depends who you are.
So we're doing. So he's doing cactus and the rock and the whole nine yards. But it's taking.
How's it looking? If you were to grade him, have you taken any pictures?
It looks really good. But I probably could have paid somebody $200 and did it in a day.
And how many days?
He's on day four.
Okay.
He's on day four, and he's not halfway done.
Hmm.
Then I got Nelson over there being Nelson.
Okay. That's an electrician, by the way.
Yes. And
friend of mine.
I just had a big conversation with him about he put 4 plugs in each office, which is fine.
Right.
But the computer room where all the fax machine and all that stuff's going to be.
Need a couple more.
Fax machine?
We have, not fax, copier, printer, whatever you guys are going to decide. That's above me. I'm building. I don't provide
wait,
electronics.
There might not be. I don't think there are fax machines anymore. Well, maybe.
Well, you get the printer the whole nine yards.
Right. Okay.
But we got one plug.
Right.
All right.
That's called Nelson thinking.
No, that's called, hey, I'll come back and, you know, I get another couple of days out of it. That's my thinking.
Well, okay. Then. Yeah, did you call him on it?
Oh, yeah. He's you know, they hear what they want to hear.
Well, you know what the great thing about Nelson worked for me last week, too. And so I go, listen, what do you get? You know, he tells me his day rate. And I go, all right, so I got you that job. That's never what you got from me. Here's what you're getting from me. And by the way, hurry up. You know, so
they don't know what that word is.
Oh, yeah, he does. It depends who's there, you know, because I have to work physically when people. Mm-hmm. And Adam does this to me all the time with my guys. He's using my guys quite a bit. And when he does, he gives them more money,
mm-hmm.
you know, which makes me look like and buys them lunch. So it makes me look like a cheap jerk. And then these guys want to work for Adam, you know, and I go, of course you want to work for Adam. All right, go. Take them next 2 weeks. By the way, you're unemployed after those 2 weeks, so you figure it out because you're bumming me out. And then I go, Ace, what are you doing? You're killing me with my morale of the guys. Razor, I just need the stuff done. Come on. It's good. They're working good. I got to pay them. All right. But I'm the one with them.
Yeah. So I got Gary's doing that. Nelson's doing the electrical work. Roberto and Alvaro, no, they're there too now. And
so all hands on deck.
My buddy Tom's doing plumbing. And Farrell's over there. Rob's doing the carpet and flooring. So I got, I mean, it's a fucking mess.
It's a family affair.
It's a mess. And trying to keep everything going.
Who's in charge over there? You?
Me. And it's very stressful because you get the phone call yesterday. Hey, I need it done by tonight.
Right. We're moving in.
We need to get the production company over there. I'm like, holy cow. You know what I mean? So it's, and I've,
so have you ever hence you look like the way you do right now because you look like you need it.
Yeah. I look like a hot mess.
He's got a sty in his eye. His hair is, how old are you?
I'm going to be 31, man, in a month and a half.
Jesus Christ.
I started this job not gray, and now I'm completely gray.
I went, yeah, me too.
You know, but the boss, it's a lot of pressure, you know. He puts a lot of pressure, and I like it, but it's...
Yeah, but you're doing a good job. You know, you'll make it through.
Yeah, of course, and I always do. I've done it with the Malibu house. I've done it with everything else. And
do you want my guys? Because you know when my guys work for you, shit gets done faster. Because I'll bring them over to mine if you need help.
You know what? It's the hardest thing I have a problem with is, you know...
Speech?
No. Well, I got the braces now, too, so what am I going to do? For instance, let me ask you this question. You know, my uncle's working over there yesterday, and he puts his two senses
in
every fucking thing.
Oh, by the way, and your uncle, who married a Latin girl and complains about Mexican people incessantly, so much so that my guys will not work for him.
Oh, yeah.
They go, fuck him.
Oh, my God.
It's the greatest. They go, Raymundo, that cavacho no bueno for me.
No bueno. No bueno.
And he just keeps going.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't stop.
Oh, he was there Monday because he had the day off in his normal job and he was getting
And so, wait, how much hours complaining versus work with him?
I just walk away. I walk away and he's still talking. You know, and then I was doing something. I forget what I was doing Monday. And, you know, in the computer room, and he's scared. It's like solid concrete, the room. So right. You, like, echo. And he goes, I've never seen a more lazier guy than these guys over here. I seen one of the guys, I don't know who it was.
Standing outside the door, yeah.
I have a table, and I like to keep stuff organized and tools. I don't want to go look for a fucking paintbrush. I don't want to look for a caulk gun.
Yeah, goes where it goes.
All nice. He goes, it took them 10 minutes to walk from one end of the warehouse, and they don't take full steps. They take a quarter step.
Yeah, that's
gets the brush, brushes it off on his leg, walks back, comes back 5 minutes later. Ah, shit, I forgot the paint can. I go get the paint can. So that's what my day consists of.
Yeah,
of
your uncle's very heavy into critique.
Yeah, and to keep all these guys, and they don't listen. You know, I try to, you know. Tell them, hey, let's get this done. Let's get it done. No, they don't listen.
Let's rally.
They got the Mexican music going on, and they're laughing, and they eat their freaking tamales at lunch. That I don't know what the hell is in the rubber Tupperware containers.
My guys, I pay for lunch a lot of the time. Probably up 50% of the time.
Well, damn.
I do. They work hard. My guys are fantastic, and they are Latin. And if you bring them in and out burger. Or whatever, if you bring them outside of their realm of Mexican food, you're in fucking trouble.
Oh, yeah.
They won't eat it.
Nope.
It's like, this is shit. What you brought me, I could bring them a fucking steak from God knows where, anywhere. They would say, no good.
Nope.
Even if you called it carne asada, they would open it up immediately, see that it was a full steak, and say, this sucks. You suck, Ray. Where's my fucking food?
But they'll take the taco truck any day.
Well, it depends. Nah, they won't. My guys won't. They always want you to go somewhere like they like. They have a preference.
Oh,
it's like,
yeah.
Really?
It's like a 30-mile round trip.
No. They're not Aussie. That's done.
He showed up the other day.
Oh, how'd that go?
Yeah, it's very awkward ever since our confrontation we had a year ago.
Yeah? Did he get to see Adam?
No. He came over, did the whole – he thought my truck looked like Nelson, so that's why he stopped in.
Oh, mistaken identity.
Yeah. Yep. And then he was kind of shocked when he saw me. And I'm like, okay.
Did he give you a hug?
No, he won't even. We don't get that.
You don't converse?
No. I said, what do you want? Did you return our tools back? Yep.
And all right. Well,
you know.
Hey, that's all right.
Comes over here, takes a couple sodas.
Hey, okay. Hey, look up at the board, Ron. Pick a call you like. Okay, I'm going with Fresno. You know why? Because that's where Lowe's from. Fresno. Read that, Rob. I can't see.
His kitchen countertops are granite.
Hold on. Oh. Tim.
Yeah, what's up?
How you doing, man?
Pretty good. How are you, Rick?
Did you call me Rick?
Oh, I thought it was Ray.
It is Ray. I thought you called me Rick.
Well, I thought I said Ray.
I'm sorry. I apologize, Tim. We got Rob here. Say hi to Rob.
Hi, Rob. How are you doing?
How's it going, buddy?
Hey, do you know Lorenzo Neal?
No, I don't.
Do you know who he is?
No idea.
He lives in your town. Moving on. What do you got, Tim? What's happening?
Okay, so my girlfriend renovated the kitchen, and she got granite countertops. And when they installed it, the part where it meets the tile backsplash, it's grout in the corner. Mm-hmm. And over the past year, as it settled, the grout line where it meets the
tile
countertop, yeah, the tile and the countertop, it's
you got a separation.
Cracked. Exactly, and at one point it's like almost half a centimeter wide, and I can see the.
Wait a minute. Oh. Tell me in standard.
Inches?
I'm not
half
buying.
An inch?
So what? 3/8? Quarter?
Yeah, about 3/8 of an inch.
And what's the grout line on the tile? How thick?
It's actually pretty thin.
So does it look really funny? Is there a big discrepancy between the granite and then where the tile is because it went diver down?
Yeah.
Does it
and
bite
I can actually see the...
Go ahead.
I can see like the mortar behind the tile.
Right.
And I can see in there, like, and then like behind like the kitchen sink, where like if I splash water up, it can actually go into that crack.
Yeah, that's not good at all. So it's settled overall. You'd say like 3/8.
Yeah.
That's way too much. Oh, and what is it? Is it sanded caulk or is it powder?
It looks like grout. It looks like sanded grout.
It's sanded, and can you get that color?
I'm pretty sure I can.
Here's what you got to do. You ready?
Yeah.
Here's what you got to do. You got to take where that gap is. You got to mix up your grout, same color. Now, eventually, it's going to leach into the same color as the rest of it, eventually. But you got to take a little tuck trowel or something to pack it behind it. If there's no backing on there, that's fine. Just set it as deep as you can, let it set up, and then keep packing it. Because you need a backing in there of some kind, which is grout, which is fine. Then after you've grouted, get this colored grout that's going to match it. Don't get clear. Don't get anything like that because the clear is going to change the color of the grout to darker or whatever, and it's going to look all messed up. So get the colored grout, which they do sell, especially if it's by custom. They sell every grout color in cahoots with the sanded or the non-sanded grout. So that's how you have to do it, and I think you can do it because you know what you're talking about, Tim. How do you feel about that?
Well, I've worked with grout before. So I guess my question was, I wouldn't use caulk or anything on that, would I?
You would, but later.
That's the last step.
Okay.
Because you want a backing so you can push up next to it.
Gotcha.
Because if you just have the caulk floating, it's not going to grasp hard enough.
Okay, then.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I would remove the remnant grout that's on there right now, the grout that's cracked.
Take a chisel and kind of work it and see if you can get it loose. But if it's a hassle, then don't worry about it.
Okay, then.
You got it? I have faith in you. You can do this.
All right.
Go, Tim Fresno.
Go, Ray. Get that house.
There you go.
Hey, man. Okay. Thank you. Thanks, Tim. See you later. All right. Read something up there, Rob. What do you like? All right. You got 2 seconds. 1, 2.
I'll do the California Zach.
You like him?
Yeah.
All right. Line 5, Zach. Zach, what's happening?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem. What do you got?
Cool. So, I'm in the phase of apartment hunting over here in Los Angeles. Yeah, man. And so my question is, if it were you guys, would you go for the better location in less square footage or maybe go a little further out than you would like but have a bigger apartment, more square footage?
Where are you moving to?
I live in Hollywood right now, kind of like Franklin Village, like near Beechwood. I'd like to stay in this neighborhood because I love it over here. It's just really expensive.
Yeah.
And
but you can walk everything. You can walk the birds. You can walk to La Poubelle. The bar's there.
Exactly,
you can walk
to
all that.
And, Ray, I do that every night. It's perfect. I love it here.
Yeah, so you want to move away and then drive and then get accosted by the Scientologists across the street? Is that
no,
what you
I
want?
Don't want
I don't want to do that.
But the thing is, if I did move to the Valley, even 5-10 minutes away to like North Hollywood or Studio City, you know, you can get so much more for much less than you can get here. So that's kind of where I am right now about like trying to make this decision.
Wait, are you moving up? I mean, are you living with your girl or what are you doing?
That's the thing. Yeah, I'd most likely be moving in with my girlfriend so we could, you know, we could maybe have one or two bedrooms and, you know, that.
So listen, if you're on the verge of nesting, then you don't care so much about proximity to, you know, bars and such and restaurants. So if that's what you're going for, this is a different show. This has nothing to do with building or anything. This is more to do with your psychology, Zach. So if you're, how old are you?
21.
You're 21? Okay. Fuck it. Stay in that neighborhood. You're not going to last long anyway with her. You're done in about a year and a half. You know that, right?
Hey, I just got 355 square feet.
All right. So, yeah, and Rob's living in 355 square feet. I live in squalor, and I'm 50. Yeah. How old are you?
I'm 21.
You're 21? No, yeah. I was talking to Rob.
Well, I just went through the whole apartment search thing and, you know, was trying to debate where to move to. You know, I didn't really want to stay. I don't really necessarily like the Valley, but you know, I have to take consideration of the drive.
Right.
So, and I'm from the East Coast, and the apartment pricing out here is crazy. And I'm renting a guest house in Toluca Lake, and I'm paying $1,500 a month.
Sucker.
But the area is beautiful. I don't have to worry about locking my truck, or I didn't want to live in a big apartment building and park on the street
units.
And get a damn parking ticket every goddamn week.
Hey, buddy.
Sorry. I got a little fired up. I just got another one. For deferred parking. I don't even know what that means.
It means you're only allowed to park there at a certain time. Read the fucking sign.
In his defense, there are parts of L.A. where you need a fucking slide rule to figure out the signs. I have stood under a sign on Hollywood Boulevard and stared at it for fucking 2 minutes and walked away still not sure if I was right.
Did we lose? Zach, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, so how old's your girlfriend?
She's 24.
Oh, it's an older woman, huh? Ooh.
Yeah.
How long have you been going out?
About almost a year and a half.
Really?
Making the big step.
Wait, so when you started going, did you have a fake ID? Don't lie.
No, I didn't, but I didn't.
You really didn't? I mean, how'd you guys meet?
Really didn't. We worked at the same restaurant for a short period of time over in Silver Lake.
Okay. All right. So do you say I love you and stuff like that?
Yeah.
All right, then hey, move to the Valley and shack up and see if it works. But remember, you're 21. 21, you're a baby, you know. And 24, absolutely. I don't know her, but you sound pretty mature for a 21-year-old. So go for it. Make this your first stronghold. Move. Get the hell out of there. There's too much activity around there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's always something to do every night.
Like
you get distracted over there. It's easy to get distracted when you're 21. Start the nesting process. Yeah. You love her, right?
I do.
Start making those babies.
No. Don't do the babies. You're on like a 5-year program. Just see how this feels. Yeah, see how this feels. Move in together. Move to the Valley. Get yourself a big, because you're going to need a bigger spot because you're going to drive each other nuts. So know that.
That's what I'm thinking.
All right, man. Nice to help you.
All right, cool.
Hey, what's wrong with your apartment?
Guys.
Nothing?
Nothing wrong with it. It's just like it's tiny. Like Rob, you said you live in 355 square feet.
Yep.
I'm for sure less than that. I'm probably like...
Well, not if you're 17 by 20. Can you do the math? You're about the same.
No. I'm probably... I was just thinking that a little bit ago. I'm maybe like 13 by 15.
Oof.
And then with a little bathroom and kitchen off of that.
Yeah,
you have a kitchenette then, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'd move if I lived there solo. I would go... It's like a fucking jail
cell.
That's
what I'm saying. Well,
yeah.
You know, Ray, the thing about it is, like, you know this neighborhood pretty well, so I don't spend much time in here. There's so much to do outside of here, like you said, in walking distance.
Exactly.
So I'm not here too much, so it never bothered me, really.
And by the way, how hot are the women who shop at that market? Super
awesome.
Hot. All right, man.
Gelson's?
Oh, my God. All right, bye, Zach. I'm going to Gelson's. Bye.
All right, thanks, guys.
See you guys later.
Number four. What do we got?
Jake.
Missouri.
Hey, Ray and Rob, how you doing?
How's it going,
Good.
Buddy?
Good, man. All right. I have a 17 by 20 unattached garage. The it's facing west is the garage door and a door. That's all it has. It has no insulation, no vents, no sparse wiring, all that. I'm redoing all of it. What I'm worried about is I need to find a place that I can put windows or something else in, because it's right on the corner of the property line to where the two sides of it are. It's just no security at all.
Yeah.
So what do you mean? No, what is it, all open? What are you talking about?
It's the guy built it. I don't know why the hell he even built it. All it is, man, it has no windows, no doors, no vents. It's just a garage with nothing else in it.
But you got four walls, or you got three walls and then a big door?
No, yeah, pretty much, exactly.
And what? And so what's the security issue? What are you talking about?
I'd like to put windows in, but since it's on the corner of the property line, I don't know. I don't want people breaking in, you know.
What if you put
I want to have my wood shop out there. So.
What if you replaced the garage door and had a new door with some windows in that?
I probably could, but it's west-facing, and it's really hot during the day. Okay. I'm going to put insulation.
You're going to put insulation on the door. And then you know what you can do, too? Do a skylight. Get natural light in there for your workshop. Okay. And then also put some bars on it. You're not going to live in there, you know? Put some bars on the window. And then cut the window out to size. Throw a header up there. You know, if you want a shop, you know, put your trimmer up, put your king stud up, and get it going. Pop the window
totally
in. Is it stucco or wood on the outside?
All wood.
There, it's super simple. Then.
Very easy.
Exactly.
You know, get some good caulking.
The north wall. No, I'm sorry. The north wall is the problem. Is it's 2 foot of it is a concrete block, and so it's below the actual
grade.
Oh, soil line. Yeah. And
good.
Then 6 foot above, and so I want to put something in, but man, it's just I want some kind of wind flow through there, so I don't have to have the garage in open up all the time.
Then throw
my wife and I park there.
But. Listen, throw a window in, throw a skylight in, get a skylight where you can lift it up, where it opens, and you can get a draft in that way too. And then have the garage door open when you're working in there. You're gonna be fine. Throw a door in the back too.
Yeah.
Throw a security door in the back so you can go in and out without going through the garage door. I'm done already. Come on, Jake. We already finished this project.
That's the thing. Is I'd like to put a back door in, but like I said, they're both on the corner of the property line. So
doesn't what? Listen, right, people break in. No, you're not. You know, they're not gonna. Nobody's gonna break in. You put it. Get a good lock. Get a Schlage or whatever.
Schlage.
Lock the thing. That's the name of the company. Schlage.
All right.
You know what? How do you pronounce it, Rob?
Schlage.
That's what I said. Schlage.
All right.
How did I say it?
You said it a little weird.
Well, I'm weird. So you got it, Jake. You're gonna be fine.
Yeah, we got it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, man.
All right, y'all have a good one.
You too.
You too. Hey, and I want to say, bye, Jake.
No, I'm here. What's up?
I know. You're not going to be now. I'm sorry. Hey, thank you for the support. I would like to say for Ace on the House, and we do miss you, Ace. And you can support us by visiting Ace on the Roof. Click on the PayPal button and subscribe. Also, click through Amazon link, Twitter. Ace on the House, Facebook.com, Ace on the House. Follow me on Twitter, Ray Oldhoffer. Rate us on iTunes and leave a comment. Email any questions to us, video any questions to us, please do. And seriously, thanks for your support. And with that said, guess what I'm going to say? Guess. Come on.
Mahalo.
Mahalo. For the Porcelain Punisher, Gary, who I adore, Rob, Sam, thank you.
Thank you.
Subscribe on iTunes or visit aceontheroof.com. This is Corolla Digital.